Hi, this is Dr. Rajaz Malik, the patient for Dr. Maher. The date of service is January 24, 2013, and I'm dictating patient note 4, Sabrina Blavins, S-A-B-R-I-N-S-R-I-N-A space B-L-E-V-I-N-S. Date of birth of this patient is September 13, 1972, is 09131972. The primary care physician of this patient is Dr. Linda Green. Information is 4727 St. Antoine, Suite 211, Detroit, Michigan 42201. Telephone number is 313-833-5032. Fax number is 313-833-7851. Period. Please also add the information for Dr. John Weber. His information is 4160 John R, Suite 615, Detroit, Michigan 48201. Telephone number 313-745-4195. Fax number 313-966-7888. Brain Nephragov, this is a cardiac handover. Brain Nephragov, reason for this is a new concept. Brain Nephragov, dear colleagues, with the pleasure of seeing Mr. Blavins in our cardiac clinic today, who is a very present 40 years old African female with a past for cases for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and GERD, period. She has been referred to our service by Dr. Weber for a scheduled bariatric surgery for gastric bypass, period. Next paragraph, under days, visit patient was doing fine, period. Her only complaint was some shortness of breath associated exertion, period. Other than that, she did not have any chest pain, any apopnea, any BND, period. Patient also denied any palpitation, breathing repeats, and syncopal attacks, period. Patient also denied any leg pain or any leg swelling, period. Patient said that she is compliant with all of her medication, following her primary care physician regularly, period. Paragraph. Past medical history of this patient significant for hypertension, diabetes, minor and GERD, Peter Praga, past history of the patient is insignificant, Peter Praga, social history. Patient quit smoking 4 years ago, period. Prior to that, she smoked for 15 years and used to smoke one pack per day, period. Currently, she also denied any drinking any alcohol or using any illicit drug, Peter Praga, family history of this patient is significant for...
It's what happened.
Hypertension and CVA, Prenafragov, allergies. Patient does not have any known drug allergies, Prenafragov, current medications. Number one, Norvasc 10 mg QD. Number two, Lisinopril 10 mg QD. Number three, Metformin 500 mg BID. Next is Ferrosulfate 325 mg QD. Next is Omeprazole 20 mg QD. Prenafragov, physical examination. On today's later, the patient was found with 141 by 94 millimeter mercury, pulse is 92, weight is 298, and height is 5 feet 4 inches. Period. For spectroscopy, number and temperature examination. Prenafragov, diagnostic test number 1, EKG. On today's visit,
it's my name. You want to have
him? Yeah.
Yeah.
On today's visit, we did an EKG, which showed a ventricular rate of 88 beats per minute, period. EKG has a normal, has a sinus rhythm pattern with a left axis deviation, period. EKG is also significant for lateral ischemia, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number one, coronary disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for coronary disease, period. She is diabetic, has hypertension, and is morbidly obese, period. She also has a smoking is significant for one pack per day for 15 years, period. On today's visit, patient, we did an EKG, we showed evidence of lateral ischemia and left axis deviation, period. So we are going to do an echocardiogram to assess her ejection fraction, period.
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man.
We are also going to do a stress test.
But the food is here.
To look for any abnormal perfusion patterns, period.
Thank you, madam.
Okay, I get a haircut.
We are going to follow up with her test results on the next visit and manage her accordingly, period. Number two, shortness of breath. On today, this patient was complaining of some shortness of breath, period. So we are going to do pulmonary function test. We are going to follow up with their test on the next and then manage their coronary, period. Next is peripheral vascular disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for peripheral vascular disease, period. She has a smoking history for 15 years, which is significant for one pack per day, period. So we are going to do a segmental ABI to assess the patency of your peripheral vasculature period. We are going to follow up with the result assessor on the next visit and then manage her in accordance to her test results period. In the meanwhile, we have advised her to take our longer current medication regularly following her primary care physician period. Next is hypertension. On today's visit, blood pressure patient was found to be 141/74 millimeter mercury period. Since the blood pressure of the patient is well controlled, so we are going to manage her on the same medication regime without making any changes to it period. And we are going to follow up with the blood pressure on next visit, and if elevated, we are going to manage her in accordance to her symptoms period. And if elevated, we are going to manage it accordingly period. In the meanwhile, we have advised patient to take a low salt, low fat diet and to take all of her current medication regularly period. Number next is diabetes mellitus. Patient's primary medication is significant for diabetes mellitus period. She's currently taking metformin 500 milligrams twice a day period. We have advised patient to keep following her primary physician as regard and to have a tight glycemic control by target HbA1c level less than 6.5% period. Next paragraph, thank you very much for allowing us to take care of this Miss Levens period. We're going to follow up with her in 1 month's time with the test results, unless needed sooner period. We have advised her to take all of her grammatic hearing regularly, keep following her primary physician in this time. In the meanwhile period, we have also provided her with a telephone number. She can reach us with questions. Thank you for Mrs. Sarli Umar, Jaz Malik, UMER, Space EJ, Space America, Division Board for Doctor. More here, I'll give him all of his board certifications. This is an invitation. Thank you.
Hi. It's for Spanish.
Spanish, Rahab.